بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continuing our studies of عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة, the creed and the belief of أهل السنة والجماعة. And in our previous classes, we have seen some of the affairs with regards to these words, al-aqidah, and its meaning, the creed and belief, and that it begins in the heart, and it's a foundation in the heart, and a belief and creed in the heart of a Muslim. And we have seen likewise that the aqaid are many different types, and to summarize, there are two. Aqidatun نازلة and عقيدة نابتة. عقيدة نازلة, which one is that? العقيدة النازلة المنزلة, the عقيدة that was revealed and sent down from the heavens, the عقيدة that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have after that عقيدة نابتة, the one that came from the earth. And these are the aqaid al-batila, the false creeds and the false beliefs, like Christianity and like Judaism and like Buddhism and like Hinduism and like all these other different religions that were made up in the earth. Nabatat fil ardi, they came from the earth. These are all aqaid nabita and batila. They came from here. They're made up. This is falsehood. As for the aqidah of Ahli al-Islam, Ahl al-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah, the creed and the belief of the people of al-Islam, the people of the Sunnah, then their creed is revealed from the heavens, and it was sent down from the Lord of the worlds. We see likewise also Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the people of the Sunnah. Why are they called the people of the Sunnah? Because they know the Sunnah in detail and they follow it precisely with diligence. They know the Sunnah and they follow it. And that is their guide in understanding their creed. And likewise, the Sunnah is their guide in understanding how to worship. And the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is their guide in understanding how to deal with the people and to deal and to interact with life. And it is their guide in how to make contracts and also other affairs of life. It's all governed by the Sunnah, inwardly and outwardly. So they're the people of the Sunnah. They're the people of the Sunnah. Who are the first and foremost whenever we speak about the people of the Sunnah? As-Sahabatu al-Kiram radiyallahu anhum. Naam. And who is the first and foremost from the companions? The first and foremost in virtue and honor, Abu Bakr, and then Umar, and then Uthman, and then Ali radiyallahu anhum. They are Ahl al-Sunnah. They are Ahl al-Sunnah. But likewise, those who follow their way also, they're also from Ahl al-Sunnah. But the foundation of Ahl al-Sunnah is the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the term here that we are studying, Aqidatu Ahl al-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah, the creed and belief of Ahl al-Sunnah, we see who they are, and the Jama'ah, the Jama'ah. This word here we want to discuss today, the creed of the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. Linguistically, the Jama'ah, it means congregation or the main body. Naam, somebody may translate it to mean the majority, but we want to understand what does that mean. What does that mean? The creed of the people of the Sunnah and the majority of the people, is it important to be have numbers, or is it important that they be upon the correct way? What if, for example, all whole bunch of people, they get gathered upon innovation and celebration of the Prophet's birthday sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and only one person says, no way, that's haram. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't celebrate the birthday. And Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman and Ali, they didn't celebrate the birthday. But he's all by himself. Who is the Jama'ah here? All those people, that big congregation? Huh? Or that one person? The one person. The one person, he's the Jama'ah. So therefore, we must understand what is intended by the word jama'ah here is not the amount of the people. not the congregation of the people, not the numbers of the people. Rather, Allah, He says, وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. The majority of the people, they don't know. And the majority of the people, they don't understand. And the majority of the people, they're not thankful. They're not thankful. So therefore, it's not about numbers. It's about being correct and being upon guidance that is clarified in detail with proof and evidence from the Quran and from the Sunnah and from the way of the noble companions, radiallahu anhum. So whoever is in accordance with that, he is upon the truth. And he is upon the creed of Ahl-Sunnah truthfully. Even if he's by himself. Even if he's by himself. And this is something that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, the noble companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified. And somebody asked him about the jama'ah. What is the jama'ah? And he said, من وافق الحق ولو كنت وحدك. The one who is in accordance with the truth, even if you're by yourself. Even if you're by yourself. So somebody shouldn't think, oh, well, we want to be with the jama'ah. We want to be with the congregation or the majority of the people. We don't look at the majority of the people based upon numbers and based upon people being gathered together. But whether we look at what they believe and what their creed is and the evidence for that. And the evidence for that. Because the people of the Sunnah, the first quality that they have is knowledge. They have knowledge of the Sunnah. And they have evidence and they take their understanding from the Quran and from the Sunnah. Not from anywhere else. And that is restricted to the understanding of those who learn the Quran and the Sunnah from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Okay? I want to clarify now. If we think and ponder over our studies together in As-Sirah an-Nabawiyyah. As-Sirah an-Nabawiyyah. It's very important. The sciences of Islam, they're all related. And they're all together. And they're all connected. And they all solidify one another. And we study the Sirah and we get strong in Aqeedah. And we get strong in Aqeedah and we have strong faith in Iman and we become stronger in Ibadah. And we study Tafsir and we have a good understanding. And we learn about Hadith and then we know the right path. Like this, it's all connected together. We're learning science of Sirah and Hadith and Tafsir. All of this is to make the Aqeedah strong so that the actions will be good and the people will be able to worship Allah clearly upon insight. So if we think about the Sirah, we see that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent with guidance from the Lord of the worlds. He was sent with revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he started to call the people. And a little bit from here and from there, one person, two person from every family in the different tribes, they started to believe in him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the revelation started coming more and more and more. And the creed is being revealed. And the knowledge is being clarified. The knowledge of Allah and His attributes. The knowledge of the angels. And the knowledge of the promise of the paradise and the hellfire. All of these affairs are being revealed. And they're all coming down. This is all creed and aqidah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's teaching his companions. And the creed is getting strong in their hearts and they're becoming strong and upright upon the worship of Allah alone and loving Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they made hijrah. And then they started learning about acts of worship and salat and fasting and giving charity. And they start working even stronger upon Islam and learning and learning and learning like this all the way until the end of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever the revelation was finalized. And the deen was complete. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. And then what happened after that? And then the companions, radiallahu anhum, they started going all through the land. And they started calling the people to Islam. And anybody who tried to stop them from making da'wah, they would fight them and they would conquer their lands. And they would teach the people Islam. And Islam spread all over the place. All over to Morocco. And all over to the far in the east and to the far in the west. And Islam was a great, great, great empire. And the companions, they're teaching everybody. And the people are learning. And then they're students from them, who are they? The tabi'un, they're learning from the companions and then they start teaching people after them and people are entering into Islam left and right and the Muslim empire is growing and the Sunnah is being spread all through the lands and all these generations. And then after that, what happened? Some of the enemies of Islam who did not want to be Muslims and their lands got conquered, they want to fight back the Muslims. But you know what? they can't fight the Muslims because the Muslims are so strong. They have weapons and they have armies and nobody can beat them. And everywhere they go, they conquered lands and they're fighting the people and they're removing shirk and they're removing all these different religions and the likes like this. And then some of those people, they want to harm the Muslims, but they can't do that physically. So you know what they start doing? They start making up different creeds. And they start introducing innovations, trying to mislead and to misguide the Muslims. And so at this time, fitness started. And this was about the time of Uthman, radiallahu anhu, whenever he was the leader, and the people started mentioning all these different type of creeds and beliefs and misguidance. So at this time, they started clarifying who was upon the straight path from who was upon the misguided path. And they said, the people of the Sunnah, they're on the straight path. And the people of bid'ah and innovations and ahwa, they're upon the bad path. And it's been narrated from Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah ta'ala. He's a student of Anas ibn Malik. And he's a student of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And other than them from the companions, he died in the year 110. He's from the tabi'in. He said that we didn't used to ask the people about where they heard these hadith from. Or where they got their knowledge from. And then some fitnas and troubles started happening. And people started innovating in the deen. And we started saying, where did you hear that hadith from? Where did you get that knowledge from? And they would listen and say, if they said somebody from the people of the sunnah, then they would take their hadith. And then they would take their narrations. And if they looked at the people who was talking about their religion and they're not from the people of the sunnah, then they would not take their hadith. Now, do you understand that? He says, فَيُنْظَرُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ فَيُؤْخَذُ حَدِيثُهُمْ We would look into the people of the sunnah and we would take their narrations and we would learn from them and we would benefit from them. وَيُنْظَرُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْبِدْعَةِ فَلَا يُؤْخَذُ حَدِيثُهُمْ And we would look to the people of innovation and we would not take their hadith. So this is how this term came, Ahl al-Sunnah, like this. Because in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions, they're all Ahl al-Sunnah. And it's very clear, there's Ahl Sunnah and then there's Kufar. But after Islam started spreading and people started introducing innovations in the deen, they needed to have a term to clarify the people of the truth from the people of falsehood. Because now there's these people claiming that they're Muslims, but they said that Ali is God and he's in the heavens. That's what they used to say. They believe in this, it's called a Raj'ah. And they said, Ali is the God and he's in the heavens. And some of them, they want to start fighting the Muslim rulers. And they said that they want to fight the Muslim rulers. And they do all these different innovations. And some of them, they say, well, we don't even believe in the decree. They said that Allah doesn't know what's going to happen until it happens. They said that. They started having all these misguided beliefs and the likes like this. And this was even in the time of the companions, radiallahu anhum. So then they started calling the people of the sunnah, who's really following the companions, they called them Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And the other people, they call them Ahl Bid'ah wal Ahwa, the people of desires and innovations. Because the Sunnah, they're gathered together upon following narrations and following the way of the companions. And as for the people of innovation, then they follow their desires and the stuff that they make up. So this is how this term came about in this manner, Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Is this clear? Very clear. Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they are united and they're gathered upon following the Sunnah. Who is the Jama'ah? The majority of the people that called the Jama'ah? Who is the Jama'ah? The one who is in accordance with the truth, even if he's alone by himself. And the truth is that which is in the Quran and in the Sunnah, and that which Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and the rest of the companions were upon. So whoever is in accordance with their way, they're the ones who is Ahl Sunnah truly. They're the ones who's Ahl Sunnah truly. We understand this? This is very important. So some people can come along and say, I'm from Ahl Sunnah, we're from Ahl Sunnah, we're from Ahl Sunnah. And then they do stuff that Abu Bakr did not even do, radiallahu anhu. That Uthman, that Umar and Uthman and Ali, they did not even know about that. They didn't even do it. How can they be from Ahl Sunnah and they're not following Ahl Sunnah? Who is Ahl Sunnah? The foundation, the companions. How can somebody after them claim to be from Ahl Sunnah and they don't even follow the companions? Huh? Are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. There's people to this day, they say that. Ahl Sunnah, but they don't even follow the companions. They do some stuff, they just made it up. Came later. Like 400 years after the companions died, they start making up stuff and then they say that that's Ahl Sunnah. But what is the way to determine the truth? What is the determining factor? Who's lying and who is truthful, who is honest and who is upright, and who is misguided and deluded and not knowing what he's saying? Looking at the narrations of the companions. I can make one example. We ask Allah to make it clear. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, وَصَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. And pray as you have seen me pray. Did you see him pray? Did the people that lived in 400 after the hijrah see him pray? 200, 100, they didn't see him pray. Who saw him pray? The companions, they're the one who saw him pray. So if you want to pray like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, if you want to follow this hadith, pray as you have seen me prayed. Who are we going to have to look? Who's going to narrate that to us? Who's going to tell us how they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pray? The companions. So therefore we have to know what the companions are upon, because they're the ones who saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pray. Okay. Will prayer be accepted if there's no tawheed, or if the aqidah is corrupt? No. So just like they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pray and he taught them that, even more important than prayer, even before the prayer was even taught, he taught them what? Tawheed and aqidah and the proper belief, even for 10 years in Mecca, nothing else, only this, before he ever even said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. So therefore, in order to understand Islam properly and truthfully and honestly and correctly, you have to know what the companions are upon. And then likewise, after that, those companions, they taught those noble students, the tabi'een, and then after that, atba' tabi'een, and this is the people, these are ahl sunnah, haqqan. These are the true people of the sunnah that Allah has praised them, and that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has praised them. And this leads us to another term that we must learn and understand. And that is as-salaf as-salih. As-salaf as-salih. This is a very important word. As-salaf as-salih. As-salaf as-salih. The righteous predecessors. As-salaf as-salih. And inshallah, we begin our class here tomorrow. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.